Tom.
Good morning, Rusty. Well, I got a little background noise here. Bernice is watching White Bean and at the same time looking at email. Just polished off some the best biscuits and gravy and sausage you ever dreamed of.
Pretty hungry again. I had a bowl of cereal for breakfast this morning. And all I've been looking at cars online and looking for me a new-to-me vehicle, and I think I've found the one I want. Just got to get everything going in the right direction so I can get it before I visit my sister.
Great. Here goes my noisy truck out front. Outstanding. I was looking at the best cars online there yesterday, and Lexus was the top, and Toyota was the next one. And Honda was the next one that I can remember, anyways.
We had some RAV4s, and I'm also looking at a Chevrolet Equinox. And both of them I'm looking at are nicely equipped and got a decent price on them, too. And low mileage.
I think I'd go with the Toyota. Reliability-wise, They're just great. I've had five or so of them, and well, more than that, actually, if you count the, started out with a Corolla and then went to a Duracell and finally wound up with an Avalon after we used to buy all Chryslers, but they sure been good to us, Rusty, knock on wood.
Like I said, I'm looking at both because I'm trying to figure out exactly what I want to do, and the Equinox is a 2020, and it's equipped real well. It's also got one of those nice automatic tailgates that you can just sit inside and push the button when you're having stuff delivered, and you don't have to get out in the weather to do it.
Well, to each his own is what I always say when it comes to cars. It's a gamble, and I hope you pick the correct one.
Well, the one I'm looking at's got a little over, it's got 26,000 miles on it, so it's, you know, it's had a one owner, and it was bought in December of 2019, but it was a 2020 model. And it's got, you know, heated seats, heated mirrors, dual cooling in the car, so both. And it's also got front and rear, so you can get extra cooling to the rear. Got lane change stuff. It's got the automatic braking. It's got the a number of things on it, and backup camera and all the good stuff on it. So, you know, I'm taking, I'll make a decision this coming week.
Sound like a very nice automobile, that's for sure.
Looked at it online, and it got a few scratches here and there, but, you know, any car that's more than a couple of months old is going to have a few of those, and particularly, and the one I'm looking at, I was looking at two. The first one I looked at had been in the state of Michigan, and something had been in the state of Michigan for 3 years, even though they do a 150 point check on it before they put it out for sale. Still doesn't, it's been through three winters in Michigan, and that doesn't bode much for a car that's been up there that long.
Absolutely right. No, I wouldn't want anything from up in the north or northeast. Too much salt.
Well, the other one I'm looking at is coming out of Florida, so it looks good. And it's basically the same color as the one I was looking at. And it's the interior, they got interior shots, exterior shots. Like I said, it's got a few scratches. It's got a scratch on one door and looks like a scratch on the bumper. And other than that, it looks to be in good shape, interior, exterior. And it's a black car, but, you know, hey, for the price, you know, you can look around a little bit and all, but it's looking to be a good possibility. And I'm looking at a RAV4 from 2018, and it's got a little bit more mileage on it and doesn't have all the features of the Equinox, but we'll see what happens. But I've driven Chevys for years, Tom.
I don't have anything against them or for them because I haven't owned them. I sure like their truck. I forget the model of that one, but it's beautiful. But you're talking $50,000 nowadays for a good pickup, a new one.
I had a new pickup the other day that was sitting next to me in a parking lot, and it still had the dealer tag in the back window. $67,000, and it was a Chevrolet pickup truck. $67,000. Oh, that's a lot for a truck.
Me, this is your old TR. Well, both parties are trying to get that idiot up there to back off of this clean energy thing now because they say the electric cars are stacking up at the dealerships and they're not selling. And Ford's withdrawing billions of dollars and GM's withdrawing money towards it. And it's just, you know, it's a good idea, but it's too much too quick. And people don't like to be pushed.
You got that right. Well, on a different subject, I was just looking at something. I'm online on Facebook, and one of the guys who's in the school with me has posted a thing. Posted a thing that says on Facebook, and it says underneath it, it says, "Wanted, someone to hand feed me Doritos so my fingers don't get orange. No weirdos."
This is N0TR. Ain't that the truth? Yeah, they said in that consumer's report, they said the hybrids with the gas engines were doing real good as far as keeping up with the standard gas engine ones. So that's a plus. And I almost bought a hybrid. Kind of wish I had it now, but I don't know. It's a toss-up. Oh, shoot. Well, I looked at that 160-meter contest last night, and I think I saw two, maybe three DX stations on there. The rest of them are all U.S. stations for the most part, and that's the way it's been every year I ever looked at it. And I'm not interested in the U.S. stations, really. I don't know how to tell what states that I worked. Rusty, is there a way to look that up as far as, you know, I could get worked all states on 160 real easy today if I just knew which ones I needed. I don't like to just start working all of them. I mean, the band scope was just saturated with contacts last night.
Well, what software are you using to keep your login? Here, your computer, I can walk you through what you need to do.
Right in front of it. Let me bring it up here. And it's coming up. And there it is.
Mine up so I could do it. Because I got to slide across the room to get to mine because my computer's not right close to this radio. All right, if you're looking at your front screen for N3FJP, thing to do is go up and click on, let me see where it is. Hang on a second.
It's got states, countries, etc.
Yeah, click on that. Click on that so it opens up a screen that shows you band, mode, power, from record to record, confirmed by, and what all that stuff. So you'll see that screen, and it should be.
It is. Just so I can get back to my log. You know, this computer is not associated with the other computer, so I haven't updated it since July, but that's all right. I haven't worked any 160 since July, really.
Okay, well, go up there and go into the box where it says band and click on the little down arrow and click on 160.
Got it.
Okay, go to the next box, which says mode, and you can either click on CW or sideband or just leave it blank, and it'll pull everything in 160.
Got it. VW is 99% for me.
Okay, and then go down to where you'll see a box that says confirmed by. And outside, and in that box, hang on a second. And then just click on the box that says calculate down there underneath the box that says confirmed by.
Slick. Well, there's a whole bunch of them come up there now.
And then it'll also show you what you still have to work.
Okay, I doubled with you on that last one. Say again.
I said when you click on calculate, what it'll do is it'll fill up the boxes at the top that say states and all of that stuff along there. It'll do it for all countries and everything. But it'll on the states up there at the top, you'll see a box that says states, and underneath it, one side will say worked, and it'll show how many you worked, and on the other side it'll say remaining, and it'll show how many are remaining.
My golly, Rusty, I'm gonna put a star on the wall for you. I got that up, and how can I make that scroll that said that she worked? Okay, I can go over there and I can just scroll that up and down, and remaining, all right. Well, the remaining's only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So I don't need as many as I thought I needed.
Okay, well, before you fix that up, look over there on the right, on the left-hand side, and right next to the box it says from record to record. Go just to the right of that box, and you'll see a box that says QSL received, and see if that box is checked.
It isn't, but... My QSLs, do they come back to N3F, JP? They come back to Logbook of the World, I know.
Yep, if you've got, if you've updated from Logbook of the World, yeah. Just click on that box where it says, QSL received, and it'll put a check mark in there, and then click on calculate again, and it'll recalculate it, and it'll show you the ones that you've got confirmed.
I got 34 confirmed, and 16 remaining. Boy, thanks, Rusty. That's pretty neat.
And you can do that for any band in any mode, Tom. And if you want to set it for a power level or whatever, and, you know, it just make sure that in that, that you have that checked. And then if you want to check countries, just make sure you've got the box that says list only current country entities checked, and then you'll see down there at the bottom, and you'll see down there as to how many states you can see states you worked, you can see countries you worked. That'll be listed down there too under the 160 to see where you stand with that.
However, it says view remaining map. Oh, it said I worked 336. That don't seem possible. I haven't got them confirmed, though. But there's one even on counties there, Rusty. I worked a guy several times over the years that worked all 3,077 counties, and he lives in Europe.
I know folks that have done that. You know, I haven't done. I still on 80 meters. I was just looking to see how many counties I worked on 80 meters. I've confirmed 619, and I still have 2,458 to get the rest of them confirmed. That is on 80 meters only. But anyway, that's a handy little tool in there. And, you know, and anytime you want to check on something, what band, what mode, anything like that, you just drop down this screen, change the settings for band and mode, and make sure you got it checked QSL received. Or if you want to just do it without, just to see how many you've worked all together, uncheck the box that says QSL received, and it'll show you all you worked. And I won't show you confirmed because it won't show you which ones are confirmed, but it will show you all that you've worked if you want to do that sometime, too.
66 confirmed. confirmed in 3,011 remaining counties. I tire out pretty easily, so I'll just usually work a few of an evening, but it's enjoyable. But that's pretty darn nice. But this guy worked from Europe, all 3,077 of them, and that's what that adds up to, 3011 and 66. And I got a card from him, or maybe two cards, I don't know. But that's part of his call sign, is 3077. So if you ever see it working, that's quite an achievement.
77 or 3 Oscar 77?
I'd have to get out my cards and look at it to see, Rusty. I don't remember exactly, but I remember it was part of his call sign anyways. And I'm sure probably would have been on CW, but I don't know. I've got almost 260, I think, on Sideman, so he could be in there. But just to work that many counties and not even live in the United States is appalling.
Yep, that'll do it. That'll do it. Well, look, Tom, I've got to go do a couple of things here, and I need to get with it. So I'll catch up to you in a little while and talk to you later, because I got to go do a couple of things and get something done, and I want to get me something else to drink, get me another cup of coffee. I'll catch you later. N0TR, W2T, 73's for right now.
Okay, Rusty, thanks a lot for your help. I appreciate it. And we'll catch you down the line. You're still kind of foggy out here in 61 degrees. W2T, N0TR, Clark.